This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like this, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com and we can create a program just for you. And I'm doing free 30-minute consultations on finding a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. So connect with me and you can get a free 30-minute consultation. Tonight we are doing a live call-in show. It is, what is this? This is Wednesday, September 1st. Oh my goodness, it's already September. And I have a treat. We have Mark Borax back. And as you remember, the last time we had Mark, the phones were off the hook and we couldn't actually help all the people that wanted to get a reading from Mark. That's because Mark is probably one of the top astrologists. And so I'm always excited to have you back, Mark. How are you? And thanks for coming.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, you had some time off, so now you're kind of getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
And I read your newsletter, and so I thought we'd sort of start from there. I loved, I know that all the time we sort of talk about, this age of Aquarius and when this is happening, and a lot of talk had been around 2012, and certainly you mentioned in your newsletter how Saturn is in Libra right now.
Right.
Yeah, and how that's sort of impacting how we relate to people. It's all about relations. Libras definitely are all about relations. So what I loved about it, though, is that you talked about how we need to create new stories. So let's just go on that thought, because I think that sort of goes with everything I am going to be talking about this month, and I think it's a really great place to start.
Yeah, I think that's about as core as you can get when we get down into the realm of story, especially those understories that are beneath the surface of how we look at things. And these stories are the tricky ones. It's very difficult to catch yourself at the stories that you've been telling yourself all your life and that other people have been telling you. These stories compose an artificial existence, a civilization which is rapidly losing its power and its ability to function. And at such a time as this, it's very crucial that we begin to find new stories, especially on the deep foundational levels, which, as I say, are hard to get at because we don't even always realize we're telling ourselves those stories. They don't even seem to strike us in the realm of imagination. They usually tend to strike us in the realm of reality, that's just the way things are. And in that realm of that's just the way things aren't that way anymore. And so this is a very powerful and volatile time, and it's an excellent time to begin searching out new creation myths, new explanations of who we are and what we're doing.
I love what you're saying, and it's so true, because we're so caught up in the collective unconscious, and we have so many different levels and layers on us that we're never aware. We do have our experiences, and unfortunately we feel that our experiences, because of the way we perceive them, are our reality. And so we continue to believe that one story that we've told ourselves. And as you know, my story is all about abandonment. And oh my goodness, this month or last month was so many times it come up. I was like, oh, come on. And even though I know it's just a story that I keep saying. I mean, it's unbelievable how it's like, it's so in my face right now that it's like, okay, no, I get this, but you know, how do we shift these stories?
Well, the interesting thing about shifting these stories is that they tend to act out the most right at the point where they're about to give way to something else. And this is a crucial point that I can't overstate, because if you've been carrying stories, and we all carry stories, let's say stories of abandonment, stories of rejection, stories of failure, stories of loss of love or difficulties in sexuality, difficulties in money, difficulties in health, these deep inner programmings, these stories tend to act out the most just at the point when they're ready to give way. This is so crucial to remember, because it means that if all of a sudden you're caught in this intensified journey, this experience where it's almost like a nightmare, like this old dysfunctional pattern is grabbing you, and you thought you were finally free of the thing, and it's back again, and it's back in spades, and no matter what you do, you can't seem to get past it. That is not cause to collapse in self-judgment, which only hammers the old story in even deeper. That's often rather a sign that you've worked that pattern sufficiently enough now that you need one more taste of it. You need one more bout with it. You have to climb into the boxing ring with your karma and shadow box. You have to box with your shadow by refusing to cave in to the old prejudice, the old biases, the fear, the lack, and the scarcity, and instead ask yourself, what new experience is being offered to me on just the other side of this crazy nightmare? And if you train yourself to recognize the acceleration of the old pattern as a sign that it may just possibly be dying, and you ask yourself what new experience is available here, you'll be able to tap those truer stories.
Hmm. Well, that gives me hope, because I have to tell you, this past month was just unbelievably crazy.
Yeah.
Like I can't tell you all the things that went wrong. It's just like, are you joking me?
Believe me, Lori, I would have no trouble believing you, because Marcella and I just had an incredible experience today. We had rented a U-Haul truck, and we were about to pack all our stuff and move into a house that we got a couple months ago, only to find out that we didn't have the deal. And here we were. We've been living in a tent for the last month, and we've been subletting for 2 months before that, and we were just all set today to move into a new house. My 7-year-old is registered in the school system for that community. And we just had to look at each other and laugh. It was like, on one level, there was a shock to our system that this house that we'd gotten months ago, we didn't really have. On another level, it was, okay, spirit's talking here. We tried negotiating with the landlords. It just wasn't happening. They were beautiful people. There was nothing at all wrong with them or even their reasoning. There was just a misunderstanding that happened early on in the process that neither of us caught until the last minute. And we totally had to just crack up today, because we had to go rent another additional storage unit and put all our stuff out of the U-Haul truck into the storage unit in order so I could get back to my friend's house in time to call you for the radio show.
Wow.
So believe me, whatever stories you have of what's been going on for you recently, it would not surprise me.
It's not just me. I mean, I know so many people right now that are just in the same type of situation where, you know, like everything all of a sudden is just, you know, people are ready for transformation, and that becomes clear when we get callers in and stuff. But I mean, I can't believe how many things. It's just, it, and I wish I could laugh at him, you know, some of the times, like this last week, like this, you know, even 2 days ago, I really wish I could have laughed at it a little bit more. Well, I can laugh at it now.
You have a partner who sees it the same way.
Yeah.
You know, getting back to Saturn in Libra right now, the sign of relationship, Saturn entered Libra in July for 2.5 years, and I'm lucky enough to be with a woman now for the last 3 years who sees things the same way I do. And so both of us recognize the hand of spirit. It, rather than collapsing into, oh my God, this is horrible, what are we going to do? It was, okay, we're going to have to go in a new direction, and now we need to do this, 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 and this, and somehow we're being guided to go somewhere else. And when you look at things that way, and when you have a partner who looks at things that way, you definitely are more able to surf these incredible waves of transformation than just get sucked under every time.
Yeah. Okay, so Mark, we're going to go to break right now. Please give us a call. We are doing readings. Mark is probably one of the best astrologers you will ever meet. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network, for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Join Sue Lundquist, I'm Thankful Network, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the Sky, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Leave.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Side pull.
life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And tonight, I have Master Astrologer Mark Borax from markborax.com, B-O-R-A-X.com. And Mark, we're talking about, you know, some of the things that are going on, but, you know, you do want to give us a call because this is an opportunity that not many people get a chance to. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. But, you know, I always love just doing an interview. So if you don't call, you get to hear about what's going on with Mark and some of the interesting things that we're talking about. Now, with Saturn, now I'm calling it Libra and you called it?
Libra.
Libra. Okay, I've never heard that, but I truly believe that that's what it's supposed to be. Libra is all about relationships usually. And, you know, often what happens when we're in, you know, well, our whole life is about relationships. And usually we're trying to please other people or we're trying to, you know, compromise and, you know, we're settling in different things. And so what you're talking about is that, because I guess partially because that's where Saturn is, and it certainly is probably, you know, important for anybody that has Libra in their charts. But I mean, I guess it's for everybody as well. But we really need to stop, you know, trying to be somebody else for, you know, the purpose of, you know, wanting them to like us.
Yeah, with Saturn in Libra during the next couple of years, there's a real mandate now on getting very clear what you can give away and what you can't, where you can bend and compromise versus where you're being asked to be uncompromising. That's the Libra journey. It's the journey of love based upon self-love, that if you're honoring yourself, you don't have to make false compromises. And because it's not always easy to know when you're giving something away that you shouldn't, it helps to develop a feeling for that little inner voice that really lets you know when you're transgressing your own boundaries, when you're needing to stand strong. And this during the next couple of years, there's going to be a lot of relationship shakeup, and that's going to enable people to get realer about what they're doing with others, not just sexual and romantic relationships, but all kinds of partnerships as well.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's really, it's, and I don't know, I'm not going to say that this is a woman thing, although, you know, we've always been taught, you know, to be good little girls. And, you know, it's so important to most of us that we don't even realize the masks that we're wearing. And we're usually just trying to get everybody to like us. I mean, that's really what it's always been about, is that we weren't loved and accepted as who we are. It was always conditional, the love that we received. And so, you know, standing in that power, taking that step, it's a big step.
Yeah, it risks taboo. It's breaking taboo. It's messing around with those inner stories we were talking about, those deeper programmings of how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to keep everybody else happy. And there's definitely a movement going on right now astrologically to get realer with that and to realize, wait a minute, you can compromise and give away and give away and give away until you have just about nothing left. On the other hand, with some people, they're being too rigid and inflexible. And that's why with Libra, it's always a balancing act. You have to go a little too far to one side of the balance scale and it tips down, and then you can pull back, and maybe you go a little too far to the other side. And so by going back and forth with the question of relationship and compromise and rigidity or steadfastness versus flexibility, during the next couple of years, we're going to be working out a lot of these issues.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you believe that by the end of this next 2 years that we will be into the age of Aquarius, because we'll have worked through. I mean, I believe that our whole life is about relationships, whether it's our relationships, family, friends, intimate partners, colleagues, bosses, a relationship with money. I mean, everything is a relationship.
Yeah, and the piece of it that has to do with Saturn and Libra is that that's a connecting link to 2012. We came into Saturn in Libra this summer, and Saturn's going to still be in Libra when we reach that powerful turning point of 2012. So I'm looking at one aspect of how we're going to bridge from where we've been to where we're going. But as you know, Lori, from our previous conversations and the astrology readings that I've done with you, there's many different ways to look at this. It's a 2,000-year change as well. We're moving out of Pisces into Aquarius. And so for me, I look at 2012 as the official entry into the age of Aquarius. And this piece, Saturn in Libra, it's one of the final puzzle pieces to fall into place before that happens.
And why do you think that is? Like, what is so important about this? Is this, because when I think of Libra, I think of the tarot card, the strength card,
justice.
Yeah, the justice card. Thank you. And to me, justice always talks about karma and how to balance out your karma. And I think, you know, Libra seems to be, you know, that balancing again. Do you think it has to do with the karma, or is it more about relationships?
Well, I think you can look at it either way. It's the universal balance. It is the cosmic balance. It does have to do with karma. And one of the main ways we work out karma in this planet has to do with our relationships.
Of course.
And so the very ways that we connect with others, starting with your children, your parents, your lovers, your husbands and wives, your brothers and sisters, and moving on to your coworkers, your collaborators, and your neighbors, that field of relationship is the foundation for whether the world changes or whether it stays the same, whether we keep running on old stories or whether we're willing to find new ones. And so each of us is being asked to find out who we are in relationship, which also has to do with who we are inside ourselves, which has to do with how we work our karma. So it's very interconnected.
Right.
There's no field of existence right now that's immune from the current transformation. Every single aspect of our lives is being bombarded by rays of growth and change. And you can look at that as awful and terrible. And we were all set. Marcella and I were going to move into our house today with our two kids. And how terrible, how awful. And we have no home, and it's all ruined. Or you can look at that as, oh, I wonder what the gods have in store for us. So yes, there's a lot of intense changes, and it's not always easy to understand the greater purpose. Why? That's where each of us has the power to claim that there is a greater purpose, why, that there's just not meaningless, chaotic, bad things happening to you, but there's transformation happening to you, but it might have to kick you around a little before you really catch on to it.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to get your mind around it sometimes, because, you know, of course, because of our experience, we whip into that story again, and the story of, wow, why does this keep happening? Or, you know, it's an interesting switch that you have to kind of do to allow for us to sort of do this. We got an instant feedback, and it's Christina from Arizona. Christina, we can't answer your question unless you actually give us your date of birth. So just so you know, that if you want to send us your date of birth, then we can do a quick reading for what you're asking. But we'll get back to that. But yeah, I mean, it's really about your story. I mean, we are so because our experience seems to confirm the story, and we think that it's our experience that's confirming it. We don't realize that it's our perception of the experience and how, you know, we've sort of maintained this story from, you know, very early on in our lives. And it's just, it's an interesting switch that we have to do.
Yes, there's a deeper reality that wants to get through. Our world culture has grown to live several levels removed from reality, and we're living in a concept universe where people's concepts meet each other, and people actually rarely ever meet each other. It's your concept meets my concept, and those two concepts shake hands and walk down the street. And the reason why everything is getting shaken up now is to shake us out of the old concepts, the many layers of obsolete stories, and bring us into a direct connection with the earth and with each other, and most of all with ourselves and with the universe. I write about this extensively in my new book, which will be out in December, Cosmic Weather Report, Guidance for Radically Changing Times. And I make a strong case in that book for a whole new world story trying to break through right now. And it's all about presence. It's all about becoming present where we've been absent. And that's what's happening now all over the world on many different levels. Wherever you've been checked out, wherever you've gone numb, wherever you're going on automatic pilot, wherever your life is on hold, is coming up and coming up and coming up, not to punish you, but to get you to be present where you've been absent. And that simple journey is a powerful worldwide transformation.
I know that that's exactly what's happening, but when you get caught in the middle of it, and that story that feels so real, it's an interesting transformation that we have to, you know, the shift from. I mean, it's a really, it's fascinating. But we are going to go on break now, and you know, you want to give us a call with Mark Borax here, because we really can do some incredible readings. But, you know, give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Shadows on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking,
somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is about mastering the path to heart consciousness. And tonight we have master astrologer Mark Borax, who's an author who's written a book on 2012. And he's got a new book that's coming out in December. So we'll definitely be having him back to talk about his new book. But tonight we are, you know, we're doing a live call-in show. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We do have an instant message from Christina from Arizona, Mark, and her date of birth is the 16th of May in 1969. Basically, so we don't have her to give feedback, but she's called in a few times, so I do know her energy a bit. Basically, what's been happening is her company merged with another company, and let me tell you, I think that's a lot of things have been going on like that. And she was just wondering if you see them moving to one facility soon and whether there'll be opportunities for advancement and more money. And I'll just talk about it a little bit and then, Mark, you can take it over. But, you know, what I'm feeling with a lot of transformations right now is that there are companies that are merging. And I think that's just part of the energy that's happening because it's been so chaotic and there's just been so much movement in different directions. So I do actually feel really positive about this this merger, and I do think that there'll be opportunities coming for you and more money, which is one of the questions you're asking. But Mark, was that enough time for you to sort of look into it?
Yeah, what I'm seeing here, Christine, is that this is an opportunity for you to sink down into a deeper layer of your own creativity. You're being, by the pure uncertainty of the moment that you're in, you're being asked to bring forth a deeper layer of your own energy to create from, and recognize that you've always had a kind of a natural inventiveness that you're being asked to delve into that more, to be creative, to be inventive, to trust that whichever way this goes with your work, that you have a lot more ability to source your own life than you've yet been tapping.
Yeah, that feels really good, Mark. So I mean, again, this is really falling in line with what we've been talking about. All of this transformation that's going on, and you know, there's lots of people that, you know, financially, it seems that, you know, in looking on the outside world, that you know, we've been going through a financial crisis for quite a while. It seemed to get a little bit better, then it kind of goes back. And of course, you know, the summer is always a little bit slower. And it's just, it's been, you know, financially, that seems to be a common thread of everything that's going on. And I think partially it's because everything has to change so much.
Yeah. It's easy to see when you look at something like the economy, that there's cause for fear and paranoia and intense concern. And at the same time, all of those kind of moments historically have also yielded tremendous creative invention. The very same thing that one person will look at as horrible pressure, as awful, as evidence why things are so bad, someone else might look at that exact same situation and find an opportunity to start a business. In the last 2 years, my soul-level astrology business quintupled itself. I've been doing this work for 25 years, and it was always a hit-or-miss thing for a long, long time. And in the last 2 years, my business finally took off. It had like a 23-year start. And then in the last 2 years, I've been working with five times the amount of people from many different countries. And so in the same period where a lot of people experienced financial pressure and downfall and ruin, I'm actually doing better than I've ever done before in my life.
Hmm. Well, aren't you special?
I'm just an example of what
right.
people can do.
When they're not in their stories.
If I can do it, so can you.
Yeah. When you're not in your story, which is that you get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's easy to get caught. I mean, there's, you know, it's a scary time, and the challenges don't seem to stop coming like most other times of life on Earth. It's not just like one intense challenge comes along. The challenges come in clusters, and you're barely through, if at all, the earlier ones when the next cluster strikes. So I have experienced that in my own personal life as well. And yet, I also see that it's this kind of an initiation that we need to dig into the deeper parts of our creativity. Because, Lori, our whole society is based on people betraying themselves. Yeah. Who in their right mind would get up Monday through Friday and go to work at a job that has nothing to do with who they are? Who in their right mind would spend years after years in a marriage that sucks them like a vampire? Who in their right mind would send their kids to schools that teach them a lot of crap that has nothing to do with reality? And you can't go from a world culture based on lies and illusion all of a sudden to this golden, glowing utopian future without going through a kick-ass intense period.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. We have a caller. His name is Bob from Maryland. He is born on the 27th of November in 1959. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Good. How can we help you tonight?
Hi. I have a question. I'm recently married, and we're considering joining both of our fields together for our own business and looking at going to a different location. And I was wondering if you had anything that you could.
So what are the two businesses? What are you merging together? Because it feels very positive.
It's going to be a recruitment business. Is recruitment on one side is for nursing, and then I myself work in the research field. So we're going to combine the research and nursing fields together.
Right. And how long have you been together?
3 years.
Okay. So, I mean, this is a really unique time for both of you. And I think, you know, coming together is going to be very powerful. At the same time, just realize that, you know, that means everything that you do is now going to be together. So just, you know, you working on having Saturn in Libra, like Mark has been talking about, should help the two of you create a really strong foundation. But it is going to take work, and the two of you will have a lot to say. We will be going to break shortly, but Mark, did you want to
what sign is your partner, Bob?
Yeah.
Aries, Sagittarius and Aries. Well, there's a lot of fire there, and the way that can really work well together is when you learn how to support each other's crazy gambles and wild notions, rather than constantly having to put the brakes on, because fire to fire wants to dream big and not be restricted by what's happened in the past.
Okay, so far all the brakes are on the family side. The internal part is all communication, and I definitely understand what you're saying, but so far the brakes are all coming from the family areas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then you have to decide what to do with that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a new organism wants to be born, and it's the relationship itself, but it's having some growing pains. It's like birthing spasms.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's just you just are going to need to be ultra aware of each other and what you're trying to create, and just, you know, maybe get something to keep it grounded as well.
Okay. Do you see any kind of, do you get any feel for any kind of particular area of the country? Because we're looking at some areas, but we're doing a lot of homework. We're just not just jumping out there, but.
I'm.
Go ahead, Lori.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't really get specific areas. I think, where are you now?
In Maryland.
Oh, right. Sorry. I think it'll be up to you what you really want to create. I don't get that you'll have a problem anywhere, really, but I don't know. Mark, you get anything?
The West Coast flashed across my mind, and so I think that there's another question to resolve first before the question of location comes up. It seems as if there's one more level that the partnership wants to get, one more level solid before it can really be understood more where it would best flourish.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right, we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Join us for Dynamic Transformations. Acclaimed sound healer, author, and radio host Mark Patterson brings you a weekly inspirational message with your 11-minute miracle, followed by the best mediums, psychics, and best-selling self-help authors. Join us for the best new thought program out there, Dynamic Transformations with Mark Patterson, Tuesday nights from 8 to 9 p.m.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. New SkyRadio.com. New horizons, no boundaries.
Thank you. town. Happy, happy, put it in the ground where the flowers grow. Gold and silver shine. Shiny, happy people holding.
Shiny, happy people holding.
Shiny, happy people laughing. Everyone around. Love them, love them. Put it in your hands. Take it, take it. There's no time to cry.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
So the work of Intuitive Soul has really been about learning how to, you know, come into your heart's way. And that's, you know, we often are in our head way too much. And this is really about, you know, finding your heart and looking, you know, to hear that gentle guidance of your own soul so that you're not always looking outside of yourself. And tonight I have had Mark Borax from markborax.com, so markborax.com. And he is a master astrologer as well as a great author, and I've been getting his cosmic weather casts, and I think they're amazing. And so I imagine this new book that's coming out is going to be quite fascinating. Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
sorry.
Me? Yeah.
I can now.
I'm very excited about the new book. I haven't seen anything out there quite like it that really calls the moment as to what's going on all over the planet now in a way that people can understand and grow from.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your last newsletter, you were talking about, you know, again, we're talking about Libra or Saturn in Libra, and how, you know, we need to look at our stories and understand them and how we need to practice pushing ourselves. But I love how you left, you know, saying that, you know, we need to find the hidden magic in life. And I think, you know, we often get caught up in the story where we're, you know, doom and gloom and, you know, why is this happening again? And all of our patterns and all of our stories, and we forget about the magic.
I think we've tried normalcy long enough, and it's now time to try magic.
Yeah. What can we do to shift that perception? What can we do to offer that beauty that is there?
Well, the best thing is to get in touch with your own creative soul, whether that is through journaling or through art or through medicine journey, whether that's through music or dance, whether that's through massage or certain classes or certain friendships and relationships, or whether that's through sacred sexuality. get down into who you really are, knowing that you have a unique role to play. Your soul chose to come here into your body in order to be someone that only you can be. And that's what you're here to live up to fully own this individuality that you carry. And anything you can do to commit yourself to fully staying true to that, that's what you must do. This is the time to do that. We've tried everything else. It's not working anymore. Therefore, dare yourself to dream the dream that you're really dreaming in your heart. And stay with that. And don't let anybody talk you out of it.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? I mean, we really do, if you've done your work and, you know what you're passionate about. You know what makes your heart sing.
And it takes a risk always to commit to the next level of that. It takes a willingness to believe that the universe really wants to support you, but you have to get very, very clear as to what you're asking for. And that's the growing pains of the moment, where the world is being tested in order to find out what it's made of. And your own personal version of that is finding you in your life, in your hometown, in your relationship, in your job. Right there, are you where you want to be? Are you who you need to be with? Are you living the life that you were born to? By asking yourself those questions, by journaling, by getting in touch with your own creative soul, you're doing as much as you can to line up with this worldwide transformation.
Mm-hmm. So, Mark, you have some exciting things coming up. I want to talk about what you're offering, because I think it's an incredible opportunity for people that really want to get into astrology. So talk about this apprenticeship that you're doing.
I'm offering a new class, a new 9-month class in soul level astrology to give people accreditation to learn how to interpret birth charts the way that I do it, which is from the inside out, looking at the birth chart as a window to the soul, finding out who you are inside. That class is starting up on Saturday, I think it's September 18th, and it's limited to 10 students. We have 6 already, which means there's still 4 slots open. And in the middle, somewhere in the middle of that 9 months, we're going to also have an in-person meeting for those people that can come here to visit us in Vermont. And we're also offering a mentorship, but that's shifted right now because our living situation shifted. So I probably shouldn't talk about that one yet, because that one's a little up in the air. But the soul level astrology class has not started yet, and it's open to anybody, whether they know astrology or not. For more details, you can go to markborax.com and check under teachings.
Right. And, it's a great newsletter that you put out. And, I definitely encourage people to sign up on your site to get the newsletter, because it's, it offers a lot of information. So it's a good thing to, to get. It's free. And, I read it every month. So, I really like it.
I'm happy to have new people sign up for that Cosmic Weather Report. And please feel free to go to my website and take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, is there anything else?
Well, the only other thing I can say, Lori, is it's a pleasure, as always, to be on your show, and I'm happy for the opportunity to speak with your listeners.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be back in a couple months, and hopefully it'll be with your new book.
Yeah, I'll be. That's coming out December 7th.
Awesome. So yep. We now have a date.
Yes.
Yay. That's exciting.
Yeah, look for it. The Cosmic Weather Report by Mark Borax and Elias Lonsdale.
Which is pretty, it's a pretty big deal, because he hasn't done anything in a long time, right?
Yes, I've gotten my teacher to collaborate with me, and I spent the last year working on the book from some source material that he of a class that he gave, and it's a real powerful look at what's happening in the planet in a way that can make a lot of sense and be extremely inspirational.
Great. Well, thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Okay, thanks, Lori.
This has been Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. Visit me online. I do emails, phone consultations, readings, remote healings, and clearing for your personal home and businesses. And right now I have the 30-minute consultation that is free on finding a heart's way. And may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.